everyone. Welcome back to the Better Beer Club podcast, the show where drinking is non-optional. I'm your host, Nate Island, and with me as always, my co-host, Bud Light's biggest customer, Sean Dunn, a.k.a. Mr. Clydesdale himself.
Well, that's right, Nate. Here on the Better Beer Club podcast, every damn show is a drinking show.
Don't you love it?
I'd actually like to get right into a little things that make you want to. Only because doing the podcast at such a late time. And so let's get right into it. Things that make you want to open a beer.
Well, are we going to open this beer and start, or are you going to do it after?
We're going to do it after.
Oh, okay.
Things that make you need to open a beer.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying.
Now, usually, we'll start our podcast around 6 or 7. It's currently 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Thanks for reminding me.
So, it's all due to trailer lights, and that's what I'd like to spotlight this week on things that make you need a beer. If there's anything, there's nothing I can really think of that makes me want a beer more than trying to diagnose the lighting on a 1976 StarCraft Starflight 6.
It's a beauty, though.
Oh, it is. I just bought a trailer this week for very low bucks to get into a little camping, and we were working on the lights tonight. Nate was helping me out, telling me, you know, right turn signal on, brakes on, everything off, whatever the case may be. And, this thing has been wired 15 times over the decades. A lot of lamp cord going on. I've been shocked several times. I've only had it for a couple days. So if there's anything right now that makes me need a beer, it's the thought of getting into that trailer lighting.
I think you need a beer.
So I'm so happy we're doing the podcast now, because now is the perfect time. Take the wheel here, Nate. What's first up on the list today? Are we gonna go straight into the beer tasting?
Yeah, I think we got to the point where we just need to go straight into the beer tasting.
I think so.
We both agree on that. I mean, that's what this is about. So why keep talking without beer?
I feel a little bit bad because this is my week to get the beer, and I had something picked out, but you so graciously volunteered to go 2 weeks in a row because you had a special comeuppance here. Why don't you tell us about it?
I just did the worst job pouring this growler.
We're holding like, what is that, 2.5 gallons of beer by like a little, what is that little finger hole on that growler?
Right, yeah. It's got two of my fingers fit in there because I have little pansy fingers. But while I pour these up for us, maybe we'll just talk about the beer club for a minute and what's going on with that.
Yeah.
We have I have been redirecting my host for my website, I changed my host for my website, and I've been redirecting it to a different server and so on and so forth. It's a lot of internet mumbo jumbo, but basically what happened is the website's been down for like a week, and it's been crappy. So I apologize to everybody for that, but we do have some good things going on. And we got some new segments this week. And if you're listening to this and you love this, please subscribe at iTunes. Mm-hmm. And get on the betterbeerclub.com and be a member. There's free memberships on there, so you can get on there. Yeah.
So I know the podcast is part of the website at this point, and people can also get it on iTunes. So what are some of the things that we can look forward to as far as changing with the website with this new host and whatnot? I know you've got the forums, as always, probably going to be there, the podcast, brewing tips, anything we should look out for with the new format?
Well, it's going to be the website's going to mainly continue to be the same for the most part. It's just it's really just transferring, you know, the hosting to someone else. So someone else has control of the domain or whatever mm-hmm. the case. It's my domain, but someone else is doing what they do to get it online and everything else. I don't know that a whole lot about it on their side.
Is this going to
go
to party or what?
But it's but all that you need to know is that it's going to work again, and we are going to continue to drink beer in the meantime. So I guess that's my thing this week that made me need to open a beer.
Oh,
was
imagine.
Dealing with that nonsense.
So for all the people that are currently listening that are like just yearning to have that first sip of beer because they want to do it with us. Should we just get started on this these beautiful beers you just poured?
Yeah, absolutely.
1, 2, 3. Beer, 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 chimney beer, beer, beer. A long time ago.
Spilled beer on your beautiful table.
That's all right.
Party foul.
So what are we looking at here?
This particular beer was given to us for all of you who would like to contribute beer to us anytime. We will taste it. So we have our first beer given to us, Sean.
Awesome.
That's why you got to skip your week this week.
Nice. I'm glad we brought that up earlier in the month. Just like if you do want to contribute, if you're feeling like doing a good deed.
Yeah, there's a PO box on the website that you can mail it to.
So you got a big, beautiful brown jug of something or other here. I haven't quite seen what it is. Let's get the breakdown here.
Debbie, the DD, a member from the website, who is actually my mom.
I'll cut that out in the post.
gave us our first beer. This beer is called Big Blue Van. It is 5.4% alcohol by volume, and it is growler of it.
I've heard about this beer. A coworker of mine was talking about it and says you can only get it in Havasu, right?
Yeah, beautiful Lake Havasu, Arizona. So it is also our first and only out-of-state beer that we're trying on the podcast. So we have to koozie approve it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the other thing I got going on the website. I got the koozie approval.
I saw that, and you're doing very good with the decimal
point. I'm trying my best.
Estimations there. That's good.
So this, Lake Havasu City is in Arizona is where this came from. And we have a vacation home out there that they get to visit often, and I get to visit every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to have a beer from over there. I say we just kind of the other cool thing about it was these dancing blueberries. I brought blueberries. They give you blueberries when you go to the brewery, and they put them in your beer because it's it's like a blueberry wheat beer.
Uh-huh.
And they dance around in the glass. They like go up and down, and they like float like a science experiment.
Body or something.
Yeah. So here, buddy. Cheers. Right, let's try this out.
I'm really excited, having heard about this before.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Wow.
So can we look forward to getting some antioxidants from this? Also, I've heard that blueberries are king when it comes to that.
Yeah, I can't imagine if you're eating blueberries with your beer. I mean, that's the healthy beer, right?
That's really good.
Yeah, I actually like that
a
lot.
So this is not marketed at any place else but Havasu City.
They do sell bottles. I know last Christmas we do a gift exchange every year.
Mm-hmm.
And the gift that that one of my family members brought was a whole bunch of beers from this College Street brew house pub in Lake Havasu, and they there was a big variety of them, and my dad ended up winning them, keeping them, and we drank them all.
If there ever was a good idea, let's set up a brewery next to Lake Havasu.
Right? Yeah.
Somebody was just masterminded this idea, and I'm sure it's probably working out well for them.
So they're calling it a groovy American style wheat beer that's infused with the far out flavors of blueberry and vanilla. And I do kind of get the vanilla too. It has that nice
Definitely.
Vanilla finish.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice on the tongue. It's nice. It's smooth. It's really an interesting color.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because of the blueberries or what. But it's really light in color, but it still has that. Doesn't have a normal wheat ale look to it. It's lighter.
Not as opaque.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely.
They must filter it or something. I'm not sure.
Glad you brought it. This is such an exciting moment because I've heard this, and a friend of mine has actually mentioned, I'm going to get you some next time I go. He's a Lake Havasu, visitor frequently. And so this is great. I'm also a little bit worried for our listeners, though, because this is really hard to get. If they want to join us, and maybe listen to this episode back and enjoy the beer themselves, might be a little tough to get. So get on the road, take a week off of work.
I guess, boo-hoo, you have to spend a weekend in Lake Havasu, where people usually don't wear very many clothing. And they hang out on the water and they're bitching boats and take their tops off and things. Like, it's horrible. It's a horrible place to go. In fact, don't go. Don't go get the beer because I'll drink it all myself.
Well, this is awesome. So glad you got this. We'll continue to taste this throughout the episode. So I know you've mentioned to me just on our little breakdown before the show that you've got an interview actually this week to bring to the table that we're going to be having from one of the guys over at Hamilton Brewing in Ranch Cucamonga. Is that right?
Yeah, I kind of decided to do a new segment. I bought a portable recorder so that we can go into the breweries. Hopefully we'll be able to go in there, sit down with them, talk with them, have them explain their beers, go taste them with them, and that kind of stuff in the future. But in the meantime, what I'm doing is kind of sneaking up on them on days when they're brewing, on days when they're just working, when, you know, they're not open, people aren't, you know, coming in yet.
Yeah.
And just figuring out what the hell they're doing, you know, going in like, hey, what are you doing? That's the idea behind it anyway. And
awesome.
Yeah.
So we also challenged ourselves last week to go into a little bit of a, I don't know, you know, move towards new and exciting segments weekly. And I think we've both got a new segment this week. Should we get going with one or the other, one of ours, or should we wait, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, mine's kind of a comic relief segment.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know what you're up to over there. We can kind of plug mine in the middle somewhere and give them some laughter.
Well, that sounds great. Let's do mine real quick then. My new segment this week is called Tabrew. So
I like that new intro song.
Thanks. The idea behind my new segment this week is we've spent a lot of time around campfires and around my patio playing Taboo, which is a game where there's a secret word in mind, and your other players have to guess the word based on a series of facts that are not too closely related to that actual word. So my segment this week, Tab Brew, takes that same concept and kind of brings it into the Better Beer Club sphere of influence.
Okay.
So this week, what we're going to do is every clue that I have is going to rhyme with a certain style of beer. This week, it just happens to be lager.
Okay, wait. Say that again?
Every word today, we've got three words that you've got to guess.
Okay.
And I will give you clues just like Taboo, but this is Tabrew.
Okay.
So everything is going to be beer-related. This week, everything will rhyme with the word lager.
Okay, so I have to guess three words that are beer-related that rhyme with lager.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll just be one at a time.
One at a time.
So let's start with the first one.
Okay.
Here we go. This is a game that you would play as a child on maybe your home PC. It involved an amphibian.
Frogger.
I can't believe you got it.
Wait.
That's it.
Wait, how's that beer related, though?
Because it rhymes with lager.
Oh, okay. So it's beer related. Rhymes with lager. Okay.
Sweating over here. All right.
Okay.
Here's the next one.
Oh, we're doing all of them right now. Are we keeping
tally?
Should
I pepper them through the show just for a little bit of it?
I think we should just burn through. Yeah, we got the music rolling. I like it.
All right, let's do this. Round two.
Okay.
Tabrew. This is a game that involves a ball and a field, and you can only use your feet.
Soccer?
Yeah. If we had done this at 6:30, it'd probably be a lot more poignant.
Yeah, unless we're talking to the Pacifico drinking individuals, and it's called football.
Oh, that's true. All right, one more. Rhymes with lager.
Okay.
This week's Tabrew. Clue number three. This is a profession predominantly found in the Northwest. It has to do with cutting down large trees into usable portions and stacking them on a truck.
Mm.
Members of this occupation normally or sometimes wear red flannel, jeans.
Bearded individuals?
Most likely, yeah.
Logger.
You've got it. That's the end of this week's Taproom.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you said wow.
I kind of like it. Thanks, I kind of like it. Are we going to go back and forth with that, or is it always going to be me guessing?
I think it'll mostly be you guessing. Okay. I tried to tempt my wife into being like competition, just to raise the, you know, up the ante a little bit.
Whoever chimes in first.
Yeah, but maybe, she's declined.
Maybe when we get able to like make phone calls and stuff, we can call someone up and be like, "It's time for an episode of
the world's stupidest game
of the
Might need to work on the title.
And then it'll be like you buzz in, and whoever buzzes in the quickest gets to answer. Yep. And if you beat me at this game, then you win something.
Win a koozie, win a white shirt, polo shirt.
I'll give away a koozie.
So just to bring things back to something a little more serious, do we have any beer news this week we want to get into, or?
Because we were doing the double segments, I didn't do beer news because I kind of figured we would. I didn't know how long we were going to run.
All right,
so
I'll cut that out and post. Yeah. No, well, that's okay. I mean,
are you getting any like blueberry pancake from this?
Definitely.
I kind of like it has a finish to it that's a little bit buttery.
Yeah.
And it's almost like blueberry pancakes with butter on top.
Very tasty. Very tasty. All right, so up next then, we've got to probably get into either your segment or some homebrewing tips. You're the captain. Where are we going?
I think my new segment involves So yeah, let's get into my new segment.
Okay.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Okay, so my new segment, I'm calling it dumbass beer laws.
Okay.
I just figured go straight forward with it.
Yeah, I
so,
like it.
So I decided to kind of look up some beer laws and find ones that I thought were completely ridiculous.
You'll hear about things like this from time to time where it's still legal to spit in like Cincinnati, Ohio, and the law was there in 1815 and it's never been changed. Technically, it's still on the books, but not really enforced. Are these laws kind of like that, or?
I would imagine most of them are kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm only going to give you a few of them because I want to save some and use this as a segment. I guess I can keep looking them up over time, but I got a few from different states. So in North Dakota, it is illegal to serve a beer and pretzels at the same time.
Oh, that's weird. It's like too much wheat?
I have no idea, but
that's similar
I like
to
pretzels
like,
with beer.
The original Jewish law where you can't actually have meat cooked in the milk of the mother of that particular animal.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you could see where the same wheat may have been in the wheat in the pretzel and in the beer. Yeah, maybe it's some sort of kosher
thing. How insulting for the pretzel? or for the beer? I don't know. Maybe I could see you making a law like you're not allowed to float pretzels in your beer.
Yeah, or you're not allowed to put out community pretzels to where, like, there's 15 people eating them. Yeah, I can see that. Just
try
for health reasons.
Prevent the spread of E. coli.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one close to home here is California law. It says if a by the way, I don't know how many of these are real laws. I didn't look into this. So if these aren't real laws, I apologize. But somebody took
the
time to write these out, so I'm
going
to take them as close enough, you know. Apparently in California, if a store sells both motor fuel and alcohol, the alcohol cannot be within 5 feet of the cash register.
So no impulse buying on the alcohol allowed.
not if you're buying motor fuel.
I wasn't going to fill up and drive cross country but with a beer, but now maybe I will.
I mean, that's going a bit far, if you ask me. I don't know.
What the hell is the world coming to?
In Georgia, the sale of beer over 6% alcohol by volume is prohibited. So if you like craft beer and breweries that make bitchin' high alcohol by volume beer, don't go searching in Georgia.
Yes, yeah. Wow. 6%.
Yeah.
That's not all that high. It's about the reasonable level, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was the beer camp? 7% or something like that?
I think it was like, I want to say like 6.2 or something closer to 6, but yeah, probably slightly over.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so then the last one is, and this one was my favorite. I saved it for last. New Jersey, if you get a DUI you'll have to wait 3 years before, any guesses?
You get your driver's license back?
No.
You can purchase alcohol?
Before your, no. Any other guesses? You have to wait 3 years before you're allowed to apply for a personalized license plate.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy. You got
well,
a DUI.
You
have to.
Personalized license plates are a privilege, not a riot. So
yeah. Yeah. So it's like, okay, I got a DUI. Nope. Sorry, asshole. You're using our license plates from here on out. We want to know exactly who you are.
Yeah.
None of that, you know. I love Susie license plate bullshit.
Or like no drinker here. Drinking here. Like shortened to 7 letters.
Maybe in New Jersey when you get a DUI, your personalized license plate is DUI number 6642.
That's probably true. They probably flag you down. Well, that's cool, man. Well, 2 new segments this week. Don't be too harsh on the criticism on iTunes. I mean, be honest, but, you know. So we'll continue working on that. But cool. So I'm really excited to get to this interview you got with the new recording equipment in the Better Beer Club Mobile. Should we go into that for a little home brewing tips and maybe get to know one of our local brewers here?
Yeah. Let's do that. Right, oh, yeah. So we didn't play it. I forgot we didn't play it.
We're going to play it now.
Okay. Deal.
All right, guys. I'm down here at Hamilton Family Brewery testing out my new segment. I am going to sneak into breweries when they are not expecting it and interview them on the spot. This is real feed. We have not edited this. Let's sneak in there and see what they're up to.
A sneak interview on you here.
Oh, okay.
If you don't mind, for the podcast.
I don't have too much time. How long were you hoping?
I don't know. 2 minutes?
Sure, no big deal. Sure, 2 minutes. Yeah,
all right, cool. Yeah, no, it's nothing special. I just wanted, it's kind of a new segment we're doing on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd sneak in. What I'm going to be doing is sneaking into the breweries and talking to the brewers on days like this when they're doing what they do. So what are you up to today, Josh?
I'm working on the expansion for the brewery, so getting some painting done and trying to plan out how it's going to look and where things are going to go. And we just moved our fermenter next door. We're going to get that online. And it looks like I'm getting a shipment of some stuff right now.
Cool. We'll pause it for a minute while the noise goes down. All right. So all that noise was actually Josh getting a delivery. What was that delivery, Josh?
It was the big old box of yeast.
Yeast, right on. Yeah. So what have you been up to over here? You guys, how many beers do you have on tap?
Right now we have 12 on tap in the tasting room and a couple new stuff ready to go or getting ready to go. So we've I think we'll probably have in a couple of weeks we'll have about 14 beers pouring, maybe more. So
yeah. Wow, 14, that's a good amount of beers. Yeah. And how long have you been open?
We've been open now I want to say almost 8 months.
8 months, right on, yeah. Right on. So you kind of have a unique story in how you got into all this, right? And you're in the brewery and everything. Like, do you care to share that story? Or
yeah, well, how I got into beer is it's pretty standard for most people. Started home brewing and just reading about it, and I fell in love with it, and I knew I wanted to open a brewery. I had no idea what that would take, and at the time, I hadn't even been to a brewery. I just fell in love with the process and the product, and fast forward maybe 2.5-3 years later, my wife and I are having a very serious discussion about selling our small house and taking the money to start a brewery, and we ended up doing that. We moved in with her folks. We took all the money from the sale of the house, and we put it into our dream, and we finally opened up Ranch Cucamonga's first craft brewery about 8 months ago in 2014. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. I mean, that's passion. That's passion for what you do, you know?
Yeah.
So if you could share one homebrew tip with the listeners, what would it be?
Oh, man. There's a lot. It's just there's probably a lot of don'ts and do's. It just depends on really the setup they're using. I'm trying to think of one cool thing for me, at least, especially if you're paying the water bill. Just any ways you can save water. One of the things I would do, I had an immersion chiller, so you get a lot of hot water coming out the other end of that. I would wait to clean and sanitize my carboy until I was chilling my homebrew. So what I do is I put some powdered brewer's wash in the carboy and take that piping hot water coming out of the plate chiller and have about 180, sometimes hotter, PBW in the carboy, and that'll just kill and clean everything. And then dump that out and then make a fresh batch of Starzan in there to sanitize that, and that'll neutralize any of the residuals from the PBW. But That was cool. I remember that because then I knew, like, there's no chance for an infection. Like, this whole carboy was essentially boiled with a homebrew grade caustic, and then we got the acid sanitizer in there and everything. So that was really fun when I did that. Trying to think of any other homebrew tips that I can give. I don't know. I've stayed away from hop bags. I know it's kind of annoying. It can clog things, but I just find the beer tasted better if I just let the hops float. That's fun. It's been a while since I got a homebrew. One thing that was like a tip for me, since I did a lot of ales, I stopped doing secondaries. The beer would probably pretty much, even with dry hopping, be done in under 2 weeks. And if the beer is not going to be sitting on the yeast cake longer than 6 weeks, you really don't have to worry about transferring. Some people do it for clarity, which, you know, that can help definitely. But it made my life easier if one less carboy to sanitize or Racking King to sanitize and then go through that and then have to clean the old one. It made life a little easier. So it's a fun little tip if you're doing ales.
Right. So you're saying if it's for yourself and you're not insecure about the clarity, then don't secondary it.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, the yeast is going to flocculate. A lot of it depends on the strand you're using. So if you're using English strands and stuff like that, I mean, you'll get really good clarity. And if you do a good job of moving your carboy when the day comes to rack it in your bottling bucket or the keg, you can keep most of the solid matter behind. And then, yeah, you know, don't be scared to use some nice finning products like Biofine or all those little eyedropper chemical additives that can just help clarify your beer. If you really want to go for it that way, that can help a lot too.
Nice. I'm sure that'll be really helpful for the user, for the listeners. I don't know if you guys could hear earlier with the truck coming by, but Josh is expanding the brewery. He is pretty much here getting his hands dirty, and we kind of snuck up on him, so we won't take up too much of his time. But you want to just tell everybody your name and your brewery real quick?
Yeah, my name is Josh Hamilton, and I'm with Hamilton Family Brewery. I did think of one more tip. We do a lot of fruit beers in the summer, so it being summer for all the homebrewers out there. One of the things to get the most fruit character in our homebrews and stuff there is we would add the fruit in what would be about a week after primary fermentation, make sure there's no diacetyl, and then add a pureed fruit addition. You can boil it if you're really nervous about an infection, but most of the cases, the alcohol and the carboy already will clean the beer. But what really helps is if puree your fruit, freeze it, let it thaw, and that helps break down the cell walls, and you'll get more flavors out of whatever fruit it be, whether it's watermelon, mango, anything like that, and then add that in the carboy, and then crash cool it. You don't want the yeast to wake back up and eat whatever sweetness is in the sugar. So we've got a lot of fruit, like real fruit juice characters in our beer from using that method. So
nice.
Add that, yeah.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. So that was Josh Hamilton with some homebrew tips. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Okay, cool. Well, that was cool, man. I was really impressed with the recording quality and everything you got there. I think that's really cool. And you were able to sort of be out and about, guy on the town with your recorder, getting beer news, beer tips. Awesome.
It was fun. I'm thinking that a common thing when you first roll up is going to be them going, "Oh shit, I'm not ready for this," and then exactly. they kind of warm up and they get into it, but.
So
but he was real.
Are
nice
all
about
of
it.
Your interviews going to be like surprise, like this one was? Like, hey man, here I am. Here's my recording piece of equipment. Let's go.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, not all of them. Like, we can definitely do ones that are meant to be, and hopefully we get to sit down and drink some of their beer when we do. Mm-hmm. But the idea is sneak up on them and talk to them like real people. You know, like I don't want it to be staged. I don't want it to be like. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got all this rehearsed, you know, like I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. I want it to be like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing right now? Like, what are you up to?
Yeah.
What are you?
Yeah,
like, oh, I'm brewing
really
beer.
Through. Yeah, that was awesome. So. Cool. So anything else on the agenda today?
No, I have an empty carboy, so I'm going to fill it up. I say we fill it up.
You invited me yesterday. I have to admit, I was thinking about trailer wiring. Mostly just sitting in the trailer drinking a beer to celebrate, but we'll have to do that definitely for sure soon.
Yesterday wouldn't have worked for me anyway, so I'm glad we didn't. But definitely next week, I am probably tomorrow actually. I got tomorrow morning off. I'll probably go buy some grain, get it done.
Cool.
And we'll buy some grain, and then we can do it together when we got some time. Actually, I say we do it together.
I think so. Yeah. Cool. Well, does that bring us to our pub joke of the week?
I think it's pub joke of the week. It's all your right. turn, right?
It is my turn,
good,
so let's
good, because I didn't bring one.
Well, just because it's so late.
Oh, wait, you can't.
What?
We got a koozie of
beer. Oh, you know what I forget every week? Well, now's the time. Take one last sip of this College Street Blue
you know
Van,
what?
Right?
Once you get towards the bottom, and then you get to start eating the blueberries. It's fantastic. Yeah, it really adds to the flavor.
Well, it's you brought the beer again, so let me go ahead and give it a rating. I'm going to say I could not probably drink this every day, probably just due to price alone. But it's such a fantastic beer, and it's light enough to enjoy, and just got so many cool qualities. I'm going to go 9.5 on this beer.
Wow, yeah. You just put that through the roof.
And
I mean, that's the highest ratings that you've given so far.
And I made the decimal koozie friendly online. So I thought about 9.37. I thought, I'm not going to do that to you.
How, you know, I did actually only just cut the koozie in half. I think I may have cut it in like a quarter for your 0.75 or your point. Oh, no, your 0.2 or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So I go 9.5. This thing is fantastic, and it's just a real treat that it was given to us by a listener, and it's from out of state. It's hard to get. That all factors in, but also it just tastes phenomenal. So
yeah,
9.5.
That's awesome. That's wow. All right. That's I'm usually not a fan of wheat ales. So they or hefs. Mm-hmm. They're kind of my kryptonite when it comes to beer. I'll drink them, but there's something about the wheat and the coriander that a lot of people flavor them with, that kind of stuff. But this doesn't have that. It is a little bit sweet in terms of beer, but I think I'm going to get it up there for my highest rating also. I'm going to give it a 9.
Nice.
Well done, College Street. I like it. And we didn't talk about the label, but the label does have a bitchin' blue van on it.
Well, let me see. Turn that thing.
Well, no, not this one, but on the bottle.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
On the bottle.
That's just their growler.
And
okay,
I don't
great.
Remember exactly, but I think it's a blue like Volkswagen bus
something.
Or something like that. Yeah, like something along those lines. But
cool. We'll put a picture of it on the website. Yeah. That means Nate will put a picture of it on
yeah.
the website.
Yeah, I will actually. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, pub joke of the week time. Should we do that and then dismiss everyone?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, today's pub joke of the week, brought to you by yours truly. I figured since it's so late, we'll go with the short one. So here it is. I was tired one night, which reminds me of tonight. And I went to the bar to have a few drinks. The bartender asked me, "What do you have?" I said, "Surprise me." He showed me a naked picture of my wife. All right, so.
I like it.
We got pretty long on our jokes the last couple weeks, so I thought let's try something different.
I like it. Short and sweet. Short
All right,
and
sweet. So that's the Better Beer Club podcast for this week. Check out the website. Check out iTunes. Give us a good rating. Leave a comment.
BetterBeerClub.com. If you're not already signed up, sign up.
Right now, damn it.
Cheers to better beer. She's a